I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The episode you're about to hear is from the Dream Bayan podcast brought to you by BPI in partnership with Puma Podcast. If you want to learn more about ways to create a better Philippines, follow Dream Bayan on your podcast app.
You have the worst customer service ever. Magsarado na lang kaya kayo.
Ang dami kong natatanggap na tawag ng mga scams. Pareho ng script sa legit calls. So, galing ba to sa loob?
Ang hirap naman tawagan ng hotline nyo. Ubus na ang load ko bago ako makakonek.
Welcome to a special episode of Dream Bayan by BPI. This is a podcast that reimagines the Philippines. We imagine a better Philippines. Ako po si Robbie Alampay. I'm a journalist. I'm the founder of Puma Podcast. We produce the show for BPI. This episode of Dream Bayan is a bit different from previous ones. In past episodes, as you know, we spoke with experts from different sectors and industries. We asked them how they're reinventing their businesses for a better normal. This time, we're directing those questions to our friends at BPI. What you heard at the start of this episode are actual comments from customers. Katulad nyo, maybe you can relate to some of those sentiments. And maybe you want someone who really knows the bank to give you straightforward answers. So today, we're going straight to the top. Today, we'll ask the questions you've always wanted to ask BPI. So we will ask, ito lang naman, the President and CEO of BPI himself, TG Limcauco. Hi, TG.
Hey, Robbie. Salamat. Thank you for doing this.
No, thank you for taking time for this interview, TG. Now, once again, congratulations. You're new, however, in your role. Tell us, how has it been so far being the president and CEO of BPI?
I assumed the role of president in late April, Robbie, and it's been really challenging fun, as I would call it, right? We have an objective as BPI to be the digital banking leader in the country. And I know many people will scoff at that because how can a 170-year-old institution be a digital leader? Sa akin, ano, it's about making sure all our customers, everyone who wants to deal with BPI, can deal with us either two ways. They can deal with us physically or they can deal with us digitally. And we should be able to provide our customers with the ability to go back and forth. We call it phygital, physical or digital. And to that extent, we are rolling out a lot of apps so that our customers can have apps that are appropriate for them. And the other thing also, you can have the best apps. You can have the best looking apps, the most functional apps. But you need to complement that with the best customer service also. Alam mo, banking is a business of trust. And you cannot have trust if you don't have customer centricity, if you don't give your customers the best experience, because that's what trust is built on. And that's the only way customers come back to you, when your customers believe they can trust you. My objective is to even improve the customer experience at BPI. And I know we're not perfect. Many people will say we're far from perfect, and hence this podcast. But I think this is our way of showing that we are serious about this. Seryoso kami.
And we will ask some serious questions, as you know, TG. Now, these are real comments that I've heard and also that I'm sure you've taken note of. Let's start with one question that I've, honestly, personally, I've heard a lot. You're 170 years old. The banking industry has been totally disrupted, accelerated by all sorts of digital technology, all sorts of advances. Pero TG, bakit may pila pa rin sa banko?
That's a good question. May pila sa banko because the people go to the branch. Many of the people who go to the branch haven't realized or maybe don't have the faith yet to try to do things digitally. What we have noticed, okay, ganito, Robbie, ever since the pandemic, the traffic in the branch has fallen anywhere from 40 to 70%, depending on where the branch is, which means many people have learned, hindi pala ako kailangan pumunta sa banko, right? I can do it digitally. And today, the lines are 40 to 70% shorter. People just have to adapt. I mean, if you want to talk about how it was before when you had to line up for every withdrawal, mahaba talaga, right? Then you had ATM. So people just have to learn to use technology.
Okay. Now again, TG, hindi ako yung nagtatanong dito. Pwede ba ireklamo yung mga masusungit na staff, nagkukwentuhan na teller, kahit ang dami nang nag-aantay sa branch? We watched your video. Sana mag-reflect rin ng excellent customer service na gusto mo lalo sa mga teller.
I sympathize with that. I personally also have seen that not only in our branches, but in any service sector where you need to do service face-to-face with a person. Okay, let's answer it one by one. Can you complain? Absolutely. Please do, because then we need to know which branches are guilty of that and not responsive to what the customers are seeing. Siyempre, pag mahaba yung pila, I think when the people behind the teller counters seem to be not moving, it irritates the customers, right? But let's also understand that in any human service, right, people need to take a mental break. So sometimes you need to just chat for a while, maybe for 30 seconds or 1 minute, and then go back. Now, if they're chatting for 30 minutes, nagkwakwentuhan na chismis, absolutely guilty, and we need to find out about those and correct that behavior. But let's also understand that these people they're very sensitive to their jobs because for every peso they're short, they have to cover that. So they have to be very careful also. But yes, if you believe that the tellers or the staff are not being responsive and are slacking off, please complain. We track that. Believe it or not, we track that. And we call the attention of the branch manager and the area heads.
Okay. May tumawag sa akin na scammer. Alam ang personal at account details ko. Sabi ko na nga ba, inside job talaga mga scam sa BPI? Kung hindi, paano nila nakukuha ang info ng mga kliyente?
It's a big problem, eh. The scammers are good. Ang gagaling talaga. We have seen so much sophistication. If you listen to them, parang ang galing, eh. Ang galing to convince. And what they do is they scour the social media for your details. They go to your Facebook. They take a look what you've posted. You know, they go take a look at your Instagram. They know where you're going. Sometimes, I wouldn't use the word guilty, you know, but when someone posts on my wall, right, and I have to answer them back, and I cannot remember their nickname, diba? So I will go to their wall, and I will scan all their social media until someone says, oi, and then put their nickname. Then I'll go back and then post on their reply using their nickname. So many things can be found on social media. So people can find out all about you. They know where you go. They know who your friends are. And so it looks like they really know you. That it doesn't come from inside. Kasi information in the bank is very compartmentalized. But to address all of these issues, ako, I've only one tip to all my friends, to all the people who write me, to all the people, the press I talk to. Simple lang. Never, never, never share password, OTP, CVV number. Yan lang. Those three things, OTP, password, CVV. Never share that, and then you're okay. Don't even share it with your partner. Not your spouse, not your wife, not your husband, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend.
But that's a good point, no? I've done that. I couldn't find the nickname of the person sa Facebook. So I go out, so you might inadvertently say, uy, yung pala, TG pala. Happy birthday, TG. Kamusta na ang pet mong si Snowy, di ba? Di pati password mo nakuha na.
Exactly.
Okay, another comment. Naka-hold ako 61 minutes sa hotline. May nalalaman pa kayong hotline. Talaga bang ganyan kayo katagal sumagot sa phone banking niyo?
No excuses there, right? But what's happening now kasi, Robbie, is that all the hotlines, banking, travel, hotels, we're all experiencing very, very long service times. Kasi many customers are now calling the hotline because they don't want to go to the branch. So the hotline has become the only channel of service, right? What we've done is we've got our 8 million customers, they're all being served by the hotline. And then we're also hurt on the other side because our people who man the hotlines sometimes are caught by the ECQ, so they cannot go to work. So we have to get them to work from home where the technology isn't as good. So the loading is slower, right? So we're trying to work on that. What we're doing is we're trying to put more people on. We're trying to upgrade our systems. But I just ask for people's patience on this. And if it's not really urgent, just drop an email. We have a whole team also doing email response.
TG, could you give us some sort of a picture that's reassuring in terms of numbers? Because I think that kind of a comment comes on the one hand from actual experience. You can imagine somebody like this posting in real time. But at the same time, at the back of their minds, what's really heavy is the sense na, ilan ba kaya talaga tong operator ng BPI? I mean, how many people are actually manning these hotlines to constantly be greeted with, teka, sandali lang, nakapila ka pa?
The statistic we use, Robbie, is we try to get the calls answered within 1 minute, the standard. What we have a standard is we, right now, calls are resolved within 8 or 9 minutes. So from the time a phone banker picks you up, we can sort out your issues until the time they hang up is 8 to 9 minutes. And what we have also is we have dropped calls where people just get tired and just give up. We try to keep that under 10%.
Do the top honchos in corporations like you, TG, do you ever try testing your own customer service? Have you ever tried to call in with a complaint?
I call in because my kids live abroad and yet their credit card is attached to me. So every time they try to use it and it gets declined kasi abroad, kaso suspected fraudulent, if it needs to be approved, I have to call in.
Okay.
So I call in and I try it. Yes, and sometimes I have to wait 4 or 5 minutes, but it does get answered. And that's why I know the priority of the buttons because I call in at least once or twice a week to make sure my kids can continue to be able to eat where they live.
Daga mo na, daya mo. This is not like Commissioner Gordon calling Batman. This doesn't go straight to a red phone.
No. In fact, they don't know when they actually ask for my name. Funny, they don't recognize who I am.
Buti naman. That's actually good. That's quite reassuring.
Yeah.
Ito, isa pa. Bakit may bayad pa ang BPI to BPI funds transfer? Sa ibang bangko, libre ka kung same bank. Ang gahaman talaga ng BPI.
Hindi naman sa ganyan. Ano? What it is, it can be free if you enroll the account. Okay? And today, in our app, you can enroll an account on the app as well. Right? The reason we do this, Robbie, is kasi if you don't enroll, there is a chance that you send to the wrong account. Enrolled accounts, when you transfer to BPI to BPI and the account is enrolled, libre yan. Walang charge. But if you don't enroll, may bayad yan. Because people make mistakes. And when they make a mistake, it costs us a lot of expense to reverse it, if we can, to help the customer. And therefore, there's a charge to cover those potential mistakes. But really, it's a charge to tell people, do your share. Enroll na lang ninyo. And you can enroll on the fly, on the app. The enrolling gives us a chance, you know, gives you a chance to double check and to make sure it's a valid account. And that way, we all save ourselves the problem of sending to the wrong account. Kasi the problem with sending to the wrong account, ang hirap ibalik.
Okay, ito. Bakit laging nababawasan ng 300 pesos yung account ko kahit wala akong ginagawang transaction?
That's a service charge. Kasi our accounts, kailangan may minimum maintaining balance. Right? So pag bumaba kayo sa below the minimum maintaining balance, there's a service charge. And that's normal for many banks that offer these services. Kasi, you know, to maintain an account with a bank, we have costs also. So you just cannot keep zero balance or a very low amount kasi there's a cost for us to maintain your account. So what we've done is we apply a service charge of 300 pesos if you cannot keep the maintaining balance. So what we're saying is that if you cannot meet the 3,000, you know, we have Banco, which is probably has a lower maintaining balance. But for many of our customers also, they have what they call payroll accounts where their employer has taken the burden of guaranteeing the service fees. many people have accounts that go below 3,000 pesos but don't get charged. But kasi they're part of a payroll of their company. Pero I think the complaint of our friend who's doing this is someone who's not on payroll and then whose balance has now fallen below 3,000.
Pwede po ba akong mag-apply ng credit card kahit wala akong trabaho?
Well, depends what you mean by trabaho, di ba? I think credit card, kailangan you need to show us proof of income. Yan ang importante. Normally, for many people, trabaho means that's your proof of income. Pero kung negosyante ka and your business is successful, trabaho ba yan? But we will give you a credit card. So, what's important for applying for a credit card is you have to show us na may income kayo. Kasi, yung credit card naman, panggastos yan, kailangan may pangbayad ng gastos. Diba? So, if you show us, kung wala kayong pambayad ng gastos, mahirap naman to get a credit card. So that's all. It doesn't have to be a formal job. Pwedeng negosyante, pwedeng pensionado, pwedeng you get remittance from overseas. You just have to show us na regular.
Pensionado ako ng parents ko.
Then we'll ask for your parents' proof of income.
Okay. Paano mag-a-update ng mobile number linked to my BPI accounts kung nasa abroad ako?
We have toll-free lines from abroad. So you just call us. Our phone bankers will help you update their mobile numbers. Yeah, you can find these toll-free numbers. Contact us page sa website namin.
Okay, ito. This one I can relate. Bakit laging down ang app nyo? Lalo na pag gabi.
Okay, pag umaga, it's hardly down. Parating up siya. Okay, because I use it all the time. Sa gabi, we have a time when what we call is we have a batch process. To put it simplistically, kailangan may dalawang systems kami running at all times. So at night, we switch over. So that's what we call our batch window. During that batch window, we don't do any transactions on many of our systems.
Bakit madalas may problema sa pag-transfer sa ibang banko kapag BPI? Either hindi makapag-transact or papasok at mababawas sa account pero hindi matatanggap ng recipient.
Okay, ganito yan eh. And dapat people understand what happens when you do bank BPI to, let's say, another bank transfer. Yung pera, manggagaling sa BPI, pupunta sa BankNet, BankNet magpapadala sa kabila to let's say, the other bank, right? So, during that process, there are many chances na mapuputol yung linya. So, either from BPI to BankNet, and then BankNet to the other bank, and then sasagot yung other bank. So, babalik siya. Say, oh, natanggap ko, and then to BankNet, then BankNet back to us, natanggap ko. So, anytime during that process, kung mag-down or mag, you know, the communication isn't perfect, parang mag-fail yung transfer. It doesn't happen that often, to be honest. You know, again, with there are millions and millions of transactions every day, and very little fail. Pero syempre, yung nagfe-fail, and it will happen, nagfe-fail, nagre-reklamo, and syempre, napopost sa social media, and then people begin to think that it happens all the time. But when it does happen, we can reconcile, and we can return the money, because all we do is we work BPI, BankNet, and yung third bank, we talk and reconcile. So hindi yan mawawala, babalik rin.
Laging offline, laging walang laman ATM nyo.
Unang-una, we try to make sure all our ATMs are available. Ano? So the times they're offline is, one, may maintenance kami. Number two, nag-down yung linya. Siyempre, you know, yung ATM, kailangan may communication yan sa head office namin. We need to make sure that the communication line is up. Siyempre, hindi naman kami telco company. We use different providers. Globe, PLDT, Converge, we use all them. And once in a while, magda-down sila, so the ATM goes down. Third, sometimes, nauubusan ng cash. Believe it or not, nauubusan yung cash yung ATM. So we have to cycle. We need our service providers or our team to go there and fill it with cash. We try to predict kailan nauubos, but sometimes, you know, there's some activity around na nauubusan. And so the ATM will shut down. Another reason an ATM shuts down is nagja-jam siya. That's why we try to have fairly new bills in our ATM. Kasi the older bills, magja-jam yan eh. And once it jams, we have to shut down the machine until maayos siya. So, what we ask from people is if there's a machine that's down, nag-jam, normally we can see it right away in our control center. We'll try to fix it right away. you know, if people can report it, easier for us also.
Okay, I think this next question, I think, is related to something we talked about kanina. As you said, there's cost of handling money, lalong-lalo na kung babalik pa yung pera if you make a mistake and so on. But point taken. But here's another question. Eh, ba't pa kailangan pumunta sa branch para magdagdag ng recipients? Akala ko ba online na? Akala ko ba digital? Akala ko ba high-tech na kayo? Why do I need to go to the bank just to enroll somebody that I want to transfer money to?
Hindi na kailangan, Robbie. We launched a feature, you can add the recipient on the app and online. So hindi na kailangan pumunta sa branch.
What about opening an account without going to the branch? Is that possible?
Yes. If you download our app now, sa opening screen, there's one that says open new account. You can open without going to the branch. Galang ano?
How do you handle KYC? How do you handle know your client?
You need to present one form of ID, one government ID. So SSS, UMID, driver's license, passport. In fact, it's been available for almost 2 months now, pero we haven't been publicizing it because we're, alam mo, soft testing. We have thousands of accounts already, thousands of accounts opened already without any advertising. We're about to break the advertising in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, dagsakan lang ba?
Dadagsa.
It's available today. If you download the app, the middle button says open new account.
Going back to, you know, I try to picture you as the new president surfing social media. You've been a great sport answering all of these, but I have to ask, hurt ka ba? What's the most hurtful comment that you see? Two levels, huh? On the one hand, it's hurtful because it's not true. But then on the other hand, what is hurtful because you actually know it is true?
What's hurtful is when people say that it's our fault that they got scammed. To me, that's hurtful. And I think not only BPI, but the whole banking industry has tried to educate people on security. Diba? And where the whole industry is very proactive using OTPs or mobile keys, all the education we're doing, don't share your OTP. We've been very proactive. But the reality is people get scammed. And sometimes my heart goes out. Kasi, Robs, ang gagaling ng mga scammer. Eh. They're so smooth. Parang when you talk to them, you cannot help but believe them. Eh, right? Pero you cannot hold the bank response. Well, it's parang you're telling us na nag-withdraw ako sa ATM, naglakad ako down to the store, tapos na-pickpocket ako. Kailangan, kasalanan nyo dahil binigyan ako ng, you know, you let me withdraw from your ATM. Parang mali naman yan, di ba? So that, to me, that hurts. But I can understand why people feel bad about it. The other thing is that, you know, when people write, the best part is when they compliment some of my service staff for going out of their way. That naman really lightens me up. I really feel good. And I get a good number of those also on my personal. People want to be called out and recognize people. And I think that really helps the staff understand that what they're doing is meaningful work. So two things, right? But, you know, in the end, walang personalan to eh. I understand why people feel they need to complain. As I said, pera to eh. It's important.
The fact that you're doing this with us, I guess, speaks for itself. You're saying you want to engage directly with your stakeholders, your clients, your customers. You want to make them feel that they're being heard. There's another reason why this episode is special. As we earlier said, you are celebrating something very big, 170 years. August 2021 marks the 170th anniversary of BPI. Nasaan ka nung pinanganak ang BPI?
Ah, I think I was many generations away from being even thought of an individual. But thank you. Thank you for the greeting. It's really proud to be part of a bank that has lasted for 170 years. Matagal talaga.
How long have you been with BPI? I know you've been with the Ayala Group for quite some time, but BPI itself?
I first joined BPI in 1989. Wow, tanda ako na pala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1989, when I just finished my master's, I worked for a year abroad and decided, teka muna, the Philippine economy looks like it's growing very fast. Balik na ako. I joined BPI in 1989, and I've worked for many roles at BPI. I sometimes left the bank to do other things, but I always came back. So ito na yung fourth pabalik ko.
Now, TG, give us an idea of the banking industry itself, how much it's changed. What did it look like when you first joined in 1989?
Oh, I'll tell you, in 1989, when I got to my desk, there was no laptop, no PC on the desk. We were a group of siguro mga 15, 20 people in my group. We were doing work for companies. We had to share one PC in the corner. It had one printer. We had to carry around floppy disks to store our files. And we only had two colors on the screen, green and black.
Or amber, you could have amber.
Hindi yata, wala pang amber noon, puro green and black lang eh.
What about for the customer side? What did the technology look like for the customer? Halimbawa, gusto ko mag-withdraw.
Back then, we had ATMs. True, BPI was the leader. We were the first bank to have ATMs. I think ATMs were relatively new back then. Wala pang network pa nun. So if you had a BPI ATM card, you could only use it at BPI ATMs. It was very important for a bank to have a lot of branches and a lot of ATMs.
And the ATMs, diba? They were literally only in the branches.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. Wala pang offsite ATMs nun.
So that would mean how many ATMs did you have then? And then fast forward to now, how many ATMs do you have now?
We have over 2,000 ATMs now. Back then, siguro, I would be guessing, siguro then we had 400 branches. And so you probably had maybe 500 ATMs, something like that only. Also, the ATMs today have gotten much faster. One ATM then is not equivalent to one ATM now. Siguro one ATM today can probably be processed as fast as maybe five ATMs back then.
So what comes next?
Well, you know, since we've been around since 1851, you don't last 170 years without changing. Our theme this year for the whole bank is talking about reinvention, reinventing ourselves. Because the only way you last this long is you're constantly changing with the times and meeting the changing needs, the new needs of your customers. We're a different institution from what we were in 1989 when I first joined. And I can guarantee you, Robbie, that in 10 years, we will be a very different institution from what we are today. But one thing won't change, and one thing I hope never changes, is that BPI will continue to provide, you know, trusted advice to our clients, because that's what's made us what we are. When people come to BPI, they know that we are looking out after their welfare. Secondly, the one that we're really pushing, and I keep on saying, is that the customer experience. Banking has really changed, Robbie. In the old days, banqueros were kings, eh, di ba? And you, kasi you were the ones who lent people money, people gave you money, and the banker was the most, you know, one of the most important people in society. That's not the case anymore today, you know. The bank is seen now as a very competitive business. Customers are looking for banks that can serve them well, where customer service, it's almost a consumer good already. And the challenge we're getting, not only from our peer banks, but from mga fintech, is real. We have to up our game. That's what I tell my people, and I'm saying that's what our customers will expect from us.
I want to ask something, putting the customer at the center of your service and engaging with them. It's big, it's important, but I also know it must be very complex, very dynamic. How much harder is it to actually engage with customers today, in this day and age, when you are literally deluged by people tweeting, commenting, not just calling you, but texting and wanting to get your attention all at the same time?
That's super. It has plus and minus. Yung social media coming out has made everything very open. Right? So when people have a problem, they put it on social media, people pick it up, and people reflect on it in the way that it intensifies. People say, oh, ganyan rin ako, yan yung problema ko rin. Right? So people get to know about it and it amplifies. But I look at it positively also. It's the best way to get customer feedback. we begin to realize what's really troubling our customers. What are the biggest pain points? Kasi, alam mo, Robbie, the worst thing that can happen to a business is your customers don't like your service and they don't tell you and they just disappear, right? If you don't know why your customers are unhappy, you cannot fix your problems. So my plus with social media is we get very quick feedback on what we're not doing right or what the issues are. And sometimes the issues are real and honest. And sometimes it's just a misunderstanding, or sometimes it's a client not understanding or not being able to do something that they need to learn. So it's two ways, but I look at it positively. I like to think that social media allows us to react quickly.
TG, how is your mental health? You're on social media, you're on Facebook. I know it must be tempting as well to just search for all mentions of BPI. Diba? Constantly. I can't imagine how is it to be at the center of what can often feel like firestorms.
Robbie, you have to first get into the mindset that people are good people, right? That when they complain, they have legitimate issues, that they mean well. People mean well. Because if a customer doesn't mean well, they won't complain anymore. Aalis lang yan, right? So what they're doing is they're complaining because they want to get addressed. They want help. And I can understand why banking generates a lot of comments. Kasi for a lot of people, well, I think for most people, livelihood yan eh, pera yan eh, right? That's how we survive. And it's very important. I work hard for my money and I want my money to whom I entrust it to take care of me. And that's why I don't make it affect me personally, but I know it's personal to them. So I try to address it. And I have a team that addresses it.
TG, you also talked about how this pandemic has, on the one hand, obviously disrupted, but also accelerated the digital transformation and participation of so many people. Take some time to tell us about what has changed in the typical Filipino when it comes to their finances, when it comes to their accessing service, when it comes to their consuming goods and services. And if you take this forward, because we're talking about a better normal, after all, beyond this pandemic, how will we have changed forever?
Clearly, people are so comfortable with digital now. Very comfortable. Kahit yung older people like myself, my classmates who had never touched digital before, kayang-kaya na nila, right? So that's one. The young people, this is second nature to them. And the fact that it's so available now plays well for them. Second, what's happened because of the pandemic is people now have a greater realization of the need to save and to save intelligently, to invest. So we get a lot of questions now on, you know, how can I save better? What else can I invest in other than deposits? People are looking for value for what they're doing. And that's not only in banking. I mean, you see it. When you go to Lazada, right? How do people choose their product? It's either based on price or number of stars, di ba? So you're looking for either price or quality. Hindi na pangalan eh. And that's why we need to give the best products and we need to give the best service. Those are the three things that I take away. And number four, the customers today are more than willing to engage, to talk, to make their feelings known. And we need to understand that.
But the banks, BPI in particular, can you keep pace with that accelerated and heightened demand for engagement?
That's our objective. That's our objective. That's why we have a very prominent social media presence. We have teams that not only engage on social media, on Facebook, IG, and Twitter. We have teams, obviously, on the contact center and the phone. We have teams that engage person to person, right? Our RMs. So we have many engagement channels, and all of these are coordinated. We have a weekly meeting where we're talking about what are the top issues, what are things trending on our pages, because that's how we understand what's going on out there. And then on the other side, we have a whole business side that says, what do we do with the business to continue to grow as we do digital? What should be on the app? We make changes to the apps almost like every month. There are small changes that people don't see, but it's constantly evolving because we need to meet the needs of our customers.
And we are certainly looking forward to all of this. As you keep saying, it's important to BPI. It's important to the entire Ayala Group to improve the quality of lives of Filipinos. Now, maybe you can give us and our listeners a teaser for our next Dream Bayan episode, TG, because as you know, in episode 6, we will be talking about sustainable cities. What's the connection here? Why BPI and what's the interest in sustainable cities?
Sustainability is the new, you know, what everyone is very focused on. It's really about making sure that your business or what you do can last forever. Na parang sa amin, we've lasted 170 years. But we've only lasted 170 years because our focus has not only been about ourselves, it's not only been about our customers, but it's also been about, let's say, our employees. It's about our shareholders. It's about the community we serve in. It's about the environment. That's what sustainability is all about. Because you can only grow if everyone around you grows. Diba? Na parang, if kung swapang ka, yeah, you might be king for one day, but then the kingdom falls apart. Everyone has to grow together. And that's what sustainable business is. So for us, you know, we talk about our sustainable business being responsible banking and responsible operations, right? We have to be responsible to our customers and we have to be responsible in the way we operate. And so sustainable cities is part of one of our drives to make sure that in areas that we operate in, we participate with the local government, with the local community, to lift the quality of life. And that's what a sustainable city is. So that's part of our bank. That's part of our foundation. That's one of our projects, the Sustainable Cities Project.
TG, maraming salamat talaga. But I'll just have one catch-all final question. I'm channeling everybody who's listening in on here. Oh, bola naman lahat. Sinabi ng TG Limcao ko na yan. Di naman totoo lahat ng sinagot niya.
Well, hold me to it. I think people have every right to complain if they don't believe they got the service they expected. We're doing our best and we're not perfect, as I said, Rob, but nobody's perfect. And especially when we have a very difficult time like this, we are doing our best and I'm proud of my team. I know they are committed. And to the customers out there, apologies in advance, but hold us to a service standard. Complain if you need to. We will listen. Post if you need to. We will listen. And we will address.
Okay, that's coming straight from TG Limcauco, the president and CEO lang naman po of the Bank of the Philippine Islands. Once again, TG, happy 170th anniversary. I hope we did not spoil the mood. What a milestone. Congratulations.
Thank you, Robbie. Salamat, salamat.
That's it for this special episode. I hope we all felt heard today. And we also how important our voices are, especially to a banking giant like BPI. Muli, ako po si Robbie Alampay, Puma Podcast. You've been listening to Dream Bayan. We're doing this with and for BPI. This is a podcast that reimagines the Philippines. We imagine a better Philippines. This podcast is brought to you by BPI in partnership with Puma Podcast. Remember to follow BPI on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Maraming salamat po. Thank you for listening.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.